Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy Friday to you. Wherever you might be across America, we have a great show. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason why this is the fastest growing talk radio show in America right now is because of you. And I just always want to say thank you. We never take any of you guys for granted out there. It doesn't matter if you're a raging atheist, leftist, vegan, or a rock solid Republican Southern Baptist. We love all of you folks. And we love having conversations on this radio program. Hey, today is Open Line Friday, and we always take your calls. Many of you want to weigh in on topics, and we try to keep people focused on the issues of the day, Monday through Thursday. But on Friday, no. Friday is your day to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And so we want to encourage you, give us a call, and you'll be able to talk about whatever is on your heart today. We have some great guests. We're going to be talking in just a little while with Beth Ailes, who is the widow of Roger Ailes, who created Fox News Channel. Beth is a good friend of the program. We're going to be talking to her a little bit later on. Also, there is a great story out of Mississippi. For the first time since Reconstruction, that's like Civil War era, for the first time since Reconstruction, a black Republican has been elected to the state house. We're going to be talking to Representative Rodney Hall of Mississippi a little bit later on. Also, Pastor Paul Chappell is here, our good friend, and Congressman Andy Ogles from Tennessee's 5th Congressional District, going to weigh in on the Garland testimony and the looming government shutdown. A lot going on today. But first, we have to start with some breaking news out of the state of Alabama. And this is exciting news. So, a few weeks ago, we told you, as a matter of fact, this radio show, the Todd Starnes Show, broke the story of what was happening at Auburn University down on the plains, where you had an incredible revival breakout among students. And we know that there were thousands of people, I think 5,000 or 6,000 people turned out for this revival service. Hundreds of students converted to Christianity. And it really was one of these beautiful moments. You know, we've been talking so much about what is going wrong on our campuses, but for us to be able to talk about what is going right, this was an incredible moment and an incredible movement. And I don't want to get preachy here, but it was a movement of God. I mean, this was something, and this is what needs to happen on every campus in America. And hundreds of kids accepted Christ and immediately wanted to get baptized. And so Coach Hugh Freeze was there, Coach Bruce Pearl, men's football coach, men's basketball coach. I believe a bunch of other coaches were there. So everybody goes down. It's late at night on the Auburn campus. And normally, late at night on a college campus, guess what's happened? A whole lot of drinking and a whole lot of fornicating. I mean, they're writing country music songs left and right on our university campuses. But not at Auburn University, where you had all of these kids going down to the campus lake, and they were getting baptized. Now, Coach Hugh Freeze and Coach Pearl are born-again brothers in the Lord, and they were in the waters. They waded into the waters, and they were baptizing students, helping to baptize the students. It was a beautiful moment. And if you haven't seen the videos, I would encourage you to go to toddstearns.com and look at those videos. You know, a lot of people say, Todd, how do you have hope in America? Well, I have hope in America because of what happened at Auburn University, ladies and gentlemen. I have hope in America because people all over this country are starting to stand up. And that really is the message of this program every single day, is to provide you facts and information. We can talk about the good, we can talk about the bad, we can talk about the ugly, but I really do desire at the end of every show for you to leave this 3-hour program with some hope. But Todd, some of the stuff you say is like just, it makes my blood boil. I want to pull my hair out. I know, and that's okay. But you still have to have hope. And I have hope because of what happened down in Alabama. So anyway, the Freedom From Religion Foundation got wind of what happened down in Alabama. I'm sort of giving you the back story here. We've been talking about this story exclusively. We're the only talk radio station in America that's been talking about this story. So the Freedom From Religion Foundation gets wind. They're a bunch of angry, nasty atheists. These are mean-spirited people, and they hate Christians, and they love to bully small-town Christians. But they decided to go after the University of Alabama, and they fired off a nasty, threatening letter, and they said that Coach Freeze and the other coaches broke the law when they waded into the waters and helped baptize these kids, and they were threatening a lawsuit. Well, in a lot of these cases, when these atheists and their attorneys are just really despicable human beings, and they threaten you. And a lot of these school districts, they immediately capitulate. They don't bother. They don't take the time to reach out to Alliance Defending Freedom or First Liberty Institute. They just like, holy cow, we've broken the law. And their butts get puckered, and they immediately surrender. And it happens all the time. And it drives me nuts, because all it takes, you don't need a law degree to open up the Constitution. And by the way, I carry a pocket Constitution wherever I go. Have one in the glove compartment of my Cadillac. And you got to know your constitutional rights, people. You've got to. So anyway, the Freedom From Religion people have fired off these letters threatening to sue. But instead of surrendering, the folks in War Eagle Country fired back. And this is a great story. And this is breaking news. The governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, I like her. She is a fierce Southern conservative woman, and you don't want to mess with Kay Ivey. She fired off a letter to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and she said in a nutshell that the good people in Alabama will not be intimidated by an out-of-town interest group dedicated to destroying our nation's religious heritage. In other words, Governor Ivey says, we're going to back up and you try to bring it. I'm stunned. I'm literally shouting in my office downstairs. People were freaking out of the building. What's happened? Did Starnes fall and break his other ankle? What's going on down? No, I'm shouting with joy. Praise the Lord and pass the popcorn. We're about to have a good old-fashioned rumble down there. I'm telling you, these atheists, they picked the wrong state. You don't pick on Jesus in Alabama. Somebody might get baptized down there, and they might hold them down a few extra minutes. I'm telling you, the atheists, they picked the wrong fight here. So the governor is saying, you know what? We're going to stand up, and we're going to fight back. And I don't know about you, but I am proud to stand alongside Governor Ivey and the students and the faculty at Auburn University. And as a Tennessee volunteer, I am proud to call myself a War Eagle American today. So my question, ladies and gentlemen, what about you? Do you stand alongside these kids? Do you stand alongside Coach Freeze and Coach Bruce Pearl? By the way, they're going after another university, or rather college down there, Snead State Community College. So the governor says, and I want to read this, she just wrote this, I am proud to stand in support of religious liberty at Sneed State University or Sneed State Community College and Auburn University. As governor, I can assure you Alabama will never be intimidated by out-of-town or out-of-state interest groups dedicated to destroying our nation's religious heritage. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you fight back. That's how you do it. So I wanted to start out the show with some good news today. And I'm excited to see what happens here, because every time these little atheists, these little mealy-mouthed, and Lord love them, they probably wear man buns and don't eat meat, which is why they're atheists. But Lord love them, because I'm having a hard time. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. What about you? Do you stand with the head coach here and Auburn University and the students, or the atheist? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. Everybody, good to have you with us. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people on social media are saying that the coaches crossed the line and that they had no right to take part in this this religious event there at Auburn University. So I'm curious to hear from you. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Milwaukee, Jerry on the line. Jerry, what say you?
Well, first, Todd, I am an atheist, but I do eat meat and I don't have a man bud. So, you know.
You're one of the good atheists then. Thank you for clarifying that, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Okay. Now, I've been reading on this, and to be fair, I try to be fair, I don't think the coaches crossed the constitutional line because it wasn't organized by the football team, per se, that the coaches participated. So either I believe in keeping religion and government separate and not people abusing their authorities in the government, such as football coaches. I don't know if this was that case. There are cases where teams, like I was just reading about a high school, where like the football players as a team were baptized and organized by the coaches, and that goes too, definitely goes too far. Football coaches shouldn't be using the authority to get their team to undergo a baptism, but this was like an individual coaches and not organized by the team. So it's probably there, but it's important that people know that players might feel pressure to undergo a baptism or something like that. I don't know about in this case, though.
Now, in this particular case, Jerry, it's our understanding this was some sort of an after-hours, late-night revival meeting, a religious gathering for all students in the university. And the coaches, I think it was organized by one of the coaches' wives. And so that could be why they were there. And then afterwards, they went down and, you know, helped out with the baptism. So, again, I don't see where there's any coercion. It just seems like the coaches were there and offered a helping hand.
Yeah. See, I've tried to get more detail. Maybe that's per se. But that doesn't mean there's not examples of that happen, though. This might not be one of them, but there are cases where I think that does happen.
So, look, there was a situation years ago in Dearborn. I believe it was Dearborn, Michigan. It was somewhere around either Detroit, Dearborn, heavily Muslim population. and during Ramadan to accommodate all the students. Now, this is where I think there becomes an issue. During Ramadan, the coaches moved the football practices to after midnight to accommodate the fasting rules, and that applied to all the students. So they were forced to do it. I don't see, you know, where kids are, you know, being invited to participate in something like this. It's all voluntary. But when you're mandating, okay, we're moving practice to midnight, I would have a problem with that.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like just a reasonable accommodation. I mean, the only government only requires reasonable accommodation. That seems like it went farther than that.
Exactly. So let me get this straight. Jerry, the meat-eating, non-man-bun-wearing liberal atheist, so you're okay with what happened? It's okay to say yes, Jerry.
But I mean, from what the knowledge I know, the details I know, I don't see a violation necessarily. That's what I'm going to say.
Jerry, I love it. I'm glad you see the right way here. All right. You know, we're coming to Milwaukee. We're doing the whole GOP thing. So you got to come and be on the show.
Okay.
You're going to love hanging around so many good Republicans and Christians, Jerry. You're going to love it. Ribs are on me.
Okay. All right,
Jerry. God bless. Thanks. All right. There's Jerry the liberal. You see, we converted an atheist right here on the radio. I love it. We need the hallelujah chorus, Dylan. It's too late now. You missed the moment. Let's go to Lee in Riverdale, North Carolina, listening to us on WTKF. Hi, Lee. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Todd? Good to hear from you.
Thank you, sir.
I listen to your show on a regular basis. I wanted to give kudos to the folks down there in Alabama, it was.
Kay Ivey, down in Alabama.
Yeah. Well, you know, the only thing I had to say about that is, you know, just before Jesus Christ was raised, brought to his Father's right-hand side in heaven, he told his disciples, for John truly baptized with water, but in contrast to that, ye shall be baptized with Holy Spirit, not many days hence. He was talking to his disciples at that point, looking forward to the day of Pentecost. But after Pentecost, that became available for everyone to become a Christian at that point. So our baptism today is spiritual in nature. Water is superfluous. You know, it can have benefits to get you clean and all that kind of stuff on the outside. But it's what's
yes,
on the inside.
It's symbolically, and I think that's what is significant here, at least in my faith tradition, and I'm Southern Baptist, it is a symbol, it's an outward sign of acknowledging that, you know, that you're a new person. And so that's why this is important.
So you remember Jesus Christ also said that the Father seeks those to worship him spiritually and in truth. John 4:24, God is a spirit.
Right. So and do you stand with, with the governor of Alabama here? I don't want to get into a church service, but do you stand with the governor? Do you support what they're doing down at Auburn University?
I sure do.
Good stuff. Well, Lee, I appreciate you calling in, and thanks for dropping some Bible knowledge on us today. And I tell you, I love it. There was a big controversy years ago at a school in Villarica, Georgia, one of my favorite stories. And they had a little revival breakout, and a bunch of the football players said they wanted to get baptized, but they didn't want to wait to get down to the church. So they called the local Baptist preacher, and so the Baptist preacher came up to the school. This is after football practice. And they had a big old trough that you would normally feed, you know, that you would fill it with water and the cows would drink or the horses would drink or whatever. And they filled that thing up with water, and they asked the Baptist preacher to come and baptize everyone. And so that, look, if you're going to invite a Baptist preacher out and you're asking that Baptist preacher, hey, we need you to do some baptisms, let me tell you something. Somebody's getting dunked. All right? That's just the way it is. And there better be a fellowship meal afterwards, but I digress. So anyway, they get out there, they baptize everybody, and the atheists get upset. And the pastor was really kind of like frustrated of it, you know, but they stood their ground. But I told the preacher, I said, what they should have done to avoid any kind of controversy is they should have turned on the sprinklers on the football field and just had the kids run through the sprinklers. I mean, they would have been baptized Presbyterian, but, you know, at least they're getting, you know, they're getting wet. I think the Episcopalians just get moist. All right, but the Baptists, you're getting dunked. All right, 844-747-8868. Good for you, Alabama. That's the last time you're going to hear me say that.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. This is Open Line Friday. Whatever you want to talk about today, we will talk about. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Also, this is pre-order month here at the show. My brand new book coming out in March, but pre-orders are now underway. Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You can get yourself a copy wherever you buy your books. We're urging folks to go to Amazon. President Trump has endorsed the book. Congressman Jim Jordan has endorsed the project. And we're adding Pastor Robert Jeffers. So a lot of great folks have been reading it, and I look forward to you reading it as well. Again, order it at your favorite bookstore. Well, yesterday we told you the breaking news of the day, which was the news coming out of Fox News Channel, my previous employer. Rupert Murdoch announced that he was calling it a day. And there have been a lot of accolades being shared. I think there's a lot of concern about the direction of Fox News. But let me say this. When it comes to Fox News Channel, one man and one man alone is responsible for creating that network. And his name was Roger Ailes. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, honored to have his widow with us today, the wonderful Beth Ailes. Beth, I hope you're doing good today.
I am doing wonderfully. Thank you for having me. Good to talk to you.
Likewise. And by the way, saw you on a bowling show on Newsmax. Quite frankly, he should have just stepped aside and let you anchor the entire show, Beth. That's you did a great job.
You're very kind. Thank you. I enjoy seeing Eric and sharing some of the stories. I had a front row seat to the epic rise and fall of my late husband and Fox News Channel. And as I said back in May when we were remembering him on his birthday, and also he died that same week, I was saying that, you know, Rupert thought he could do Roger's job. Roger made it look easy. And I think he was very jealous of Roger. He's a very jealous person. Someone like that doesn't get to be a global mogul without being a ruthless, shrewd, I would say loathsome figure.
Go ahead, Beth.
No, I was just saying, you know, if you want to know what Rupert Murdoch was like, consider this little story, which I've never shared in public before. When Roger passed away, the news was a shock to everyone, of course, and Rupert put out the word through his attorneys that he wanted to come to the funeral. And I told them to tell him he's not invited, and that if he had anything to say to me, he could write me a letter. Rupert never wrote to me or Zach, never sent a condolence note. That should tell you everything you need to know about that man. And the children, Lachlan and James, whom I have dubbed Tweedledum and Tweedledumber, or the minor Murdochs, take your pick. You know, Roger created a $20 billion asset for the Murdochs, for News Corp, for 21CF. The month that he left, it threw off $2 billion in profit.
Wow.
And that is how they savaged him at the end of his life. It was like, I remember him talking to Rupert and saying, you know, what are you doing to me? Why are you doing this? And, you know, in the end, it was all, you know, somebody like that, it's not enough for them to have the money. They want complete credit and control.
And it was very clear from day one that it was Roger's vision. And, you know, I remember at the meetings, they would have the big staff meetings, and he would ask on occasion what kind of stories I was working on. And that was, you know, the only reason he would ask that question is because I followed his mantra, you know, the importance of faith and family, the military, having a sovereign nation with secure borders. You know, those were big issues for him. And I always tell folks, Beth, it really wasn't, you know, it wasn't the stories that we reported. It was how those stories were covered in a truly fair and balanced way. And that was created by Roger.
Well, when he would go and give talks at different colleges and universities and talk about how he created the channel, he said, first of all, I don't get up in the morning and think about what's wrong with America. I think, thank God I was born in America. And if you go back and listen to the Reverend Wright, President Obama's spiritual director, what was he saying during the campaign? They played it so many times, people became numb to what it really meant. But he said, not God bless America, God damn America. And we are right now living through Obama's third term.
You're absolutely right. And I think it's important for people to remember what that pastor said, because he meant it. And
yes, he did. And I now, like I said, when you hear something over and over and over again, it loses its sting. And I think people just dismissed it. And, you know, at our own peril. And the other thing I wanted to say, in the remarks that Rupert made in his announcement that he was stepping down as chairman of Fox and News Corp, he said, this is, quote, the battle for the freedom of speech and ultimately the freedom of thought has never been more intense. Now, juxtapose that with deplatforming President Trump and deplatforming Tucker from Fox News. They say one thing, but they really mean something else.
Beth, a lot of people have been wondering the direction of the network. And one of the things that I appreciate about Roger and the lieutenants is that you have to fight. I mean, in the journalism news in the newsrooms of America, you've got to fight to stay on mission. Otherwise, the whole thing just skews left. I mean, it is a daily battle. And all those folks are pretty much gone now. And I'm wondering, where do you see Fox going now?
Well, I think Fox is relying on the hires that Roger Ailes made. The primetime lineup, with the exception of Laura Ingraham, are Ailes hires: Jesse Watters, Sean Hannity, Greg Gutfeld. Does anybody really think that Fox News is going to have more viewers or higher ad revenue a year from now? People are turning to Newsmax. And I think it will be hard for the channel to maintain its number one position. It is drifting left more and more. It started the day we left. I remember when we pulled away from the building, I looked back at the second floor where his office was there on 48th and 6th, and the ticker was going by, and I thought, we're never coming back here, and the world will be poorer for it, for the loss of Roger Ailes. Roger was just a life force. He went into action when, you know, other people, if they got a crisis going, they bury their head in the sand. He was like a human bulldozer and tireless, and he had his hand on the wheel of that channel for 20 years. He never, I mean, basically, we watched it 24/7, even when on the rare occasion we would have a day or vacation, but he was always in the know. And I really think the reason that Rupert wanted to stay in touch with Tucker, I read that in an article yesterday, is because Rupert, you know, he liked to pick people's brains. That was one of Roger's least favorite expressions, when someone would walk up to him and say, I'd like to pick your brain. And he'd be like, oh, I don't like that idea, but go ahead. What do you want to know? So he was a guy who had his fingers on the pulse of the news. He knew what was happening at all times. So if you're Rupert Murdoch, the Sun King, flying all over the globe, and you can call from your airplane any time of day or night, you need somebody who can be kind of like your brain, if you will. They said that Karl Rove was George W.'s brain, and I think Roger Ailes was Rupert's brain for 20 years.
Mm. And you're right. It's not working. What they're doing now is just not working, and they're trying to be something that authentically they are not. Roger was authentic. I mean, he believed what he believed, and that came across. I'm just not sure that same idea exists in the building today, by and large.
Well, they've gone woke. You saw the report that Glenn Beck broke, where they were matching employee contributions to the Satanic Temple. I mean, that says it all. The Suns are progressive, leftist, globalist elite. And I read another article today where Lachlan talks about the fight against the global elitists, which is what he is. So I just think the channel, like CNN, you know, when it was first created under Ted Turner, it was about getting news 24 hours a day. It has slow over the, you know, and they had a 20-year head start on Fox News. And then within 6 years, Fox overtook them and held the number one position until he left. And that is because he had a mission. He created a culture where he said, attitude is everything. Negative people make positive people sick, and all progress relies on positive people. If you were an employee, you were not allowed to go out there and trash the channel. It was not all this infighting that's going on in there now. So we started out talking about Rupert, and again, he's shrewd, ruthless, focused on the numbers. He's a political animal. I don't think by stepping down officially, he's really going to stay out of Lachlan's way. I think it's in his blood. It's who he is. He'll go to his grave trying to run that company, even if he's not, he's only chairman emeritus. And I have a very dear friend who also went through something similar to Roger, who said to me, there's a special place in hell being built for Rupert Murdoch.
Wow.
And he will stay for all of eternity. Because while you can hang out with presidents and prime ministers, and you can, you know, be like Dianne Feinstein, I said this last night on Bowling, you know, these people have stayed around too long. But Rupert's, 70 years in the business is nothing to sneeze at, and I'm not diminishing that, but a lot of people hate the Murdochs, and I don't hate people per se. I'm a Christian. I don't wish him any ill will, but what they did to Roger Ailes was absolutely disgusting. Mm. And he did not deserve it.
It was shameful. It was absolutely shameful. Well, Beth, let me jump in here because we're coming up on a hard break. The way, Beth Ailes, ladies and gentlemen, of the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, one of the books I recommend every journalism student, every broadcaster, your husband wrote many years ago called You Are the Message, Getting What You Want by Being Who You Are. It's really an incredible book that I hope will shape generations of broadcasters to come. Beth, you mentioned Newsmax, and that does seem to be where a lot of former Fox folks, myself included, have landed. Chris Ruddy, it seems like he's embracing, and of course he was been around for many, many years, but they're really embracing what Roger did at Fox.
Well, a lot of the former Fox talent have ended up there. I think Ruddy knew that Roger had the Midas touch. He knew what worked, what didn't. And, you know, I applaud him for filling this gap. I mean, people do want, you know, when Eric did his intro to me, he talked about it being a conservative channel. What Fox was the fair and balanced network.
That's right.
We were side, and it was the torque between the left and the right that drove people to watch the channel. To the liberals, it was a conservative channel, but that's because ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, CNN, they were all preaching from the left. And I think what we're seeing with journalism is there's no truth anymore. It's like these people just peddle propaganda from their political buddies, and the media is supposed to be a watchdog, not a lapdog. And people understand that they can go somewhere else. And I think with Lachlan in charge, Fox News Channel will do what CNN did, which is go left. And guess what? Their ratings are in the toilet.
Beth, real quick, 30 seconds. You doing well, and how's Zach doing?
Zach is doing great. He's in the master's program at Hillsdale College. He's getting his master's degree in statesmanship, and he just graduated last May with a BA in political philosophy. So we'll see where all that takes us, you know, but he's doing great, and we've survived, and we're on the upward trend. And my little dogs are excited because there's somebody at the door. I'm sorry to make
their bark. Well, Beth, right. go take care of that. Beth Ailes, always good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Beth Ailes, everybody. Just a great lady, an incredible broadcaster in her own right. And by the way, I took and applied all of those principles. I took copious notes during my 15 years at Fox. And every single one of the things Roger advised us on, we implemented here. And do you know that KWAM, our flagship radio station, we have more Democrats trying to come onto the radio station. And the reason why is they know that we're going to ask the tough questions, but we're going to be fair and we're going to be balanced. And people respect that. And that's what we try to do here. Look, we got to take a break. Going to the phones. Again, Beth Ailes, if you missed part of that interview, want to go back and listen again, download the podcast free of charge. You'll be able to do that. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let's try to fit some calls in here. Real quick, let's go to Connor in Boston. Wants to weigh in on Fox News. Hey, Connor, what you got for us?
Well, first of all, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. And I have to tell you, I pre-ordered two copies of Twilight Last Gleaming. I'm really excited to get those and read those in March.
So thank you.
Just want to put them out there. But when it comes to Fox News, and first, like, Beth Ailes, what a remarkable person. Just listening to that interview was just... you know, it was eye-opening, and it just really just kind of shows really what a great person she is. But in our household, we refuse to watch Fox News. We don't have the Fox News app or anything like that because they've lost their view of conservatives. They don't have our backs. They won't have President Trump on their network, and they're going to suffer for it, as they should. It's like with who's taking over Fox News with Rupert stepping down, it's like it's going to turn to CNN 2.0 as if it hasn't already. And it's just going to keep going more and more to the left. And that's unfortunate because there is a huge audience for it. that was like conservative content. I haven't watched Fox News since the day you left. We watch Newsmax in our house. We got the Newsmax app. Yeah, we refuse to do anything, have anything to do with companies like Fox News or Fox Media.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Connor, and we're going to have some exciting news coming up very soon about me and Newsmax, and so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. By the way, I will be on Chris Salcedo's show again today, this afternoon, so folks can watch then. Connor, we got to skedaddle for the news break, but it's great hearing from you, and I think a lot of people share your sentiment about about Fox News. Hang tight. We've got our beautiful Miss Janice from New Orleans and Randy from Louisiana, Rick in Georgia. Hang tight, everybody. We've got to take a quick break. We will be right back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's it. American
Ride. Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's get to it, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. So happy to have you with us on this Open Line Friday edition of the show. Also, a reminder to go ahead and pre-order a copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. We're really excited about this audience driving this book to the top of the New York Times bestseller chart. So we appreciate all of your help, and you can pre-order at Amazon or wherever you buy your books. And, of course, you can do that online. That's where all the pre-order action happens. As I mentioned, it is Open Line Friday. I do want to go to Randy. He's been holding on for a while, listening to us in Louisiana. And I know, Randy, you wanted to talk about President Trump's comments on abortion earlier this week. What you got for us?
Hey, how's it going, sir?
All right.
Sorry for the noise, but listen, I had a comment. It was about when you were talking about President Trump and making laws in 15 weeks or whatever. I'm kind of thinking that's not even relevant, because in the preamble, to secure the blessing for ourselves and our posterity, it's kind of already written there. And then, of course, the Declaration of Independence talking about life, liberty, and pursuit of justice. So, in my opinion, you don't even need a law.
Well, it's a pursuit of happiness, Randy. The life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So I'm sorry about that. But you get the idea. You can't have happiness if you don't have liberty. And you can't have liberty if you don't have life. So those things right there is just what the founders put there so we can be free. And it seems like we're undoing what the Declaration of Independence have initially said, going out of tyranny into some other tyranny that we are self-causing. Let's stop this. Let's get back to what we were supposed to do, who we were supposed to be. Let's get back into the Word, and let's stop all this.
Randy, I'm with you, and I think a lot of this comes down to legislating morality, and these are issues that are issues of the heart, and these have to be changed. Minds and hearts have to be changed in the church house, you know, by reading God's Word. By having that, you know, experience of being in the church and hearing those messages preached from the pulpit. Look, the reality here is, and I know the pro-life community hates to hear this, and I'm a member of the pro-life community, I believe that life begins at conception. But the reality is that they had no game plan for what happened after Roe v. Wade was overturned. It seems like they were caught by surprise, but President Trump delivered on his promise there. And, you know, the argument is, well, the president is saying this is transactional. Yeah, we've got a transactional president. But he delivered on the promises and the commitments he made to the pro-life community and to the Christian community at large. So I appreciate that. I think from a political standpoint, the president's looking at the last five times that issue was on the ballot, Randy, the Republicans, the pro-lifers lost in crushing defeats. And that's a concern.
But, Tom, the thing I have to say, though, is if you want to transform this country, you got to have transformed communities. If you want transformed communities, you got to have transformed churches. If you want transformed churches, you got to have transformed families. And if you want transformed families, you got to have transformed individuals, and that can all be done through the Word of God. So laws are good, but people have to get into the Word, change their ways, get filled with the Holy Spirit, and get moved by what is true.
Yep.
If you're going by everything else, you're not going by truth. You're going by what's man's law, and it fails every single time.
That's it. Randy, great thoughts, and I appreciate you calling in today. And look, folks, pay attention to what Randy said. There was a lot of truth dropped there from the sportsman's paradise. All right. We told you about this story earlier in the week. We have the story up on toddstearns.com. The owner of a Christian bookstore under fire. This bookstore on a military base, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, we're honored to have the owner of that store, Faith to Soar, Dr. Joshua Cresson, and his attorney from First Liberty Institute, Danielle Runyon. Danielle, Joshua, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Todd.
All right. So, Joshua, I want to start with you. So, you've got this store. Tell us a little bit about the store, and I understand you have a couple of locations. Is that right, or a couple of different iterations of the store?
Yeah, absolutely, Todd. Thank you for inviting me on. So we have a store located in Spring Lake, North Carolina, which is just outside the base, Fort Liberty, which was formerly known as Fort Bragg. And we were privileged and honored to be able to come on to Fort Liberty about 2 months after we opened our store last June to set up two kiosks, and then we noticed there was a vacant storefront, and we approached the vendor management team, who obviously clearly vetted us, just like any business, to operate and provide products and services on the installation, and they allowed us to take over the storefront, and so we've been operating both with kiosk outside and a storefront on Fort Liberty.
I see. Oh, this is pretty awesome. And I've actually seen some pictures of the store. It looks like it's a fun place. And you guys not only have, you sell what, Christian books and things of that nature. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely, Todd. So we provide Bibles, a variety of different types of Bibles from a lot of different publishers. We also provide books that not only cover spiritual growth, but also help people with mental, physical, as well as relational help and support. And we also provide gifts and other encouraging products.
I love this. And my understanding is that you guys open up one of your stores and people can maybe have a Bible study, or if they just want to get together, maybe have a cup of coffee. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, absolutely, especially in the Spring Lake community. And again, it's right outside of Fort Liberty, so there's a lot of military service members that come and go and reside within the community, even off the base. And so our vision was to expand to an adjacent space, open up a coffee shop, right? Coffee goes well with books, and also to make it available to local churches, local individuals who just want to maybe bring someone in, or maybe it's a mom or grandparents or anybody who maybe are homeschooling kids or just need a place that's welcoming and encouraging to be able to just come in. And we have a little kids area where the young ones can you know, learn and play, as well as my wife's a preschool teacher, so she loves the little ones. But we just are here to help the community and do anything we can do to help encourage them in a time that we see is becoming more increasingly dark.
I love that. And again, I just wanted people to get a heart and get an understanding of what you guys are doing at Faith to Soar. And Joshua, real quick, have you had any complaints at all? Have people come up to you and complained about the store?
No, not at all, Todd. And actually, the first complaint that even came to us, which was by way of a phone call that broke the very same day that Mr. Weinstein's you know, article came out. Aside from that, we have received tremendous praise, thanks, and encouragement. And quite frankly, even people who come within our store praying for us and being very supportive of not only our presence outside the base, but also on the base. And quite frankly, a lot of them approach us with just wide eyes and just shocking that, wow, I wish this was here when I was a veteran or when I was serving on active duty. And so it's just been, you know, I shared with a local reporter that, you know, at the end of the day, our encouragement's coming from the encouragement of the men and women we serve in uniform. And that's why we're there. You know, I love our troops and I want to give back to the community. My dad's a career paratrooper. I had the privilege of serving with the 82nd in Iraq in 2003, 2004. So I can't think of a better mission or a better opportunity to help encourage and strengthen the faith of our men and women.
All right, Danielle, I want to bring you into this conversation. So the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, headed up by a guy named Mikey Weinstein, he fired off a pretty nasty letter. And basically, they want this Christian bookstore off the military base. I want to get your reaction to that.
Well, so thank you, Todd, for having us on. And, you know, in 2022, First Liberty, we had a tremendous win at the Supreme Court, the Kennedy case. And for those who that might not come to mind immediately, it's the football coach who was saying a silent prayer at the 50-yard line. That case has done a tremendous amount to kind of clarify what an Establishment Clause violation would be, and that just simply is not what's going on here. You know, Dr. Creason is well within his right to be operating his business on base. And, you know, frankly, what we see in that case, it's the fact that they're talking about what it means to live in a pluralistic society, and it's a trait of character essential to a tolerant citizenry. So we're just seeing the intolerance of others who are not understanding what the law is. They're under an extreme misconception. And, you know, Dr. Creason is well within his right to operate his business and to sell the products that he's selling to those. You know, many people may sit and look. I saw in Mr. Weinstein's site that it was an offended soldier who was sitting having lunch and was disheartened by the products that he saw being sold. Well, that doesn't amount to the fact that there's any sort of legal issue or reason why Dr. Creason cannot operate his business. So
exactly.
We haven't heard anything and from either the base or from APHES, and we hope that continues because, frankly, Dr. Creason should just be able to serve the community that has proudly welcomed him and has seen that his products are much needed on base.
And, I mean, if the guy was eating lunch, he could have had just maybe it was a bad tuna sandwich or something, a little heartburn. Maybe that was the problem. I don't know. It's by the way, Joshua or Dr. Creason, I want to go back to the stuff you guys sell because the allegation was, oh, you guys are selling Christian nationalism stuff. What's that all about?
Well, Todd, you know, at the end of the day, we have a vendor that we buy T-shirts from that not only, you know, offers T-shirts with scripture and encouraging words from Christianity perspective, but we also have T-shirts that talk about the love of our country, being patriotic and supportive of our military and the rights and freedoms that we have in this nation. And quite frankly, I don't see that as Christian nationalists. And honestly, I refuse to align my identity to Christian nationalism. You know, I'm a Christian because I believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I also praise God for not only that freedom and liberation in Christ, but also to be able to have the freedom of speech and religion and exercise that as an individual and as a business in a great nation that has made those rights lawful.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Know, and guys, we're wrapping up our time here, but I will say this, folks, go to faith, the number two soar, faith2soar.com. That's faith2soar.com. That's the bookstore website, and you can check out all the great products they have. I guess people can actually order stuff online. Is that possible?
It is, Todd. Yeah, we'll have to be patient and gracious with us in order to ramp that up if you do want to order from us online, but we do have that ability.
Great. And I look forward to seeing the Todd Starnes book collection there at Faith to Soar as well. I got to get a plug in here. We got books to, you know how it goes, Joshua. We got to move product, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I'm with you on it, Todd. And thank you for all you do.
Absolutely. And firstliberty.org, folks, if you're looking for a group to support, this is the group because they do so much good in America, winning cases at the Supreme Court, standing up for our freedoms. So, Danielle, you guys are a rock star, and please give Kelly Shackelford our best. I know he's on the DL right now, but we look forward to having him back in the fight very soon.
I absolutely will, Todd. Thank you so much.
All right. And I'm going to order you said you have mental books. I'm going to order one for Weinstein. So I'll send my credit card information over. So thanks a lot, guys.
We can help you out.
Okay.
Thank you,
Dr. Joshua Crescent, owner of Faith to Soar, a great Christian bookstore under fire on a military base, doing good work, doing the Lord's work, and supporting our fighting men and women. God bless those people and First Liberty Institute. All right, we got to take a break. So what do you think here, folks? You've got a lawsuit threat here. They're wanting to remove this Christian bookstore from the military base. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wow. All right, that was a fun segment. Let's get to the phones here. Janice in New Orleans, the lovely Miss Janice, the queen of the city. Hello, Miss Janice. How are you?
Hello, Todd. How have you been?
You know, I'm doing well, and I hope you are as well.
Yeah, well, it's been very difficult emotionally without my husband. And I found, Todd, that, you know, what affects a person's mind can also affect their body. And I just, you know, I'm just physically and mentally worn out. I miss him so much. But I think about you all the time. You're a very nice man. And I like you so much, and I really like your show. And, you know, on Fox News there, I like Jesse Waters. Hannity, I can take sometimes, not other times. Laura, I'm not so crazy about her. And I've been watching people over there on Newsmax, and I've seen you on there a few times, too. I like that.
As a matter of fact, I'll be on this afternoon in the 4 o'clock Eastern hour. So, Janice, we're having a lot of fun. I love the folks over at Newsmax, and most of them are former Fox News employees.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Yes, absolutely. And I really, really like them, and I like you. And I'm going to take, you said 3 o'clock, what you said?
It'll Eastern? Be a 4 o'clock Eastern,
four
but
o'clock
3 o'clock your
o'clock
time.
Me. Yeah, 3 o'clock for me, and I'm going to have to remember that because I definitely want to catch you, Todd. Listen, oh, wait, there was one thing I wanted to tell you before I let you go, though.
Sure.
This is crazy. It's crazy. I believe we are definitely in the end times. I know there are people that don't believe in God and all this sort of thing. Well, that's on them. But I definitely do. And I think it was in Berlin. Yes, it is Berlin. It says here, hundreds of people who identify as dogs gather in city center of Berlin, howling and barking animal control was called. Gee, I wonder why they. Oh, I wonder why they had to be brought in. Yeah, really. I don't know, Todd. It's insane.
Oh, yeah.
This is insanity. I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would ever see the day when people were saying that they're dogs and cats and chickens and ducks and monkeys. It's absolutely off the chain. But my cousin goes to church all the time, and she says that there are certain things in our world that are going to happen. Before God, before Jesus returns.
Are they marking their territory? I wonder, are they like lifting their leg to pee? I mean, this is crazy. Lots of questions I have here about this.
There's a man, there's one guy, I think he's in Australia or someplace. He paid thousands and thousands of dollars for some sort of special, like, costume thing to be made. And he gets in it, he wears it, and he gets down on all fours and he walks around. And he paid a lot of money for this outfit. And it looks, I mean, if you didn't know, it doesn't look like a dog.
But oh, my word.
It's insanity, Todd. It really is. But I've noticed, I mean, years ago there was a book, and I'm going to get your book, by the way.
We've got about 10 seconds here, Ms. Janice.
Okay, years ago there was a book called The Quickening, and it spoke of how things were going to speed up, you know, in the world at a faster pace. Things are going to get worse, unfortunately. Well, listen, you have a good day and weekend.
All right.
Love you.
All right, love you, Ms. Janice. All right, watch out for those canines out there, folks. Jeez, hello. What a crazy world. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. You're not going to believe what Veterans Affairs is up to. We'll tell you that story coming up next.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Oh, my word. All right. Can I tell you why I think I'm in a more, I think there's a little bit of pep in my step. And Dylan, I've got to tell you why. This was sort of exciting. So yesterday I had to rush out of the show. And by rush, I had to hobble and pray that this boot was not going to cause me to fall down the stairs of our massive broadcast center here in Memphis, Tennessee. And I got to the cardiologist. I got to the orthopedist. Titan Orthopedics. Folks, if you're in Memphis and you break your leg, go to Titan Orthopedics and they're going to take care of you. And my guy, my doctor there, the best in the business. So anyway, I had to go over there because they're trying to figure out what to do with the broken ankle and the broken foot. And now they figured out what tendons are ruptured and all this kind of stuff. So they're trying out the steroid injection, Dylan. And so they gave me a giant shot into my foot yesterday, and then I had to come back here and do the Newsmax hit for Chris Salcedo. And I was hopped up on something. I don't know what it was, but I may have accidentally told the governor of California to blow it out his tailpipe yesterday on national television.
You're just getting in a whole bunch of trouble.
I may need to apologize for that one.
You might.
I don't, you know, because they're trying to, well, they're suing the gas stations. And I just said, if I was an oil company owner, I'd pull every gas station out of California, make them go horse and buggy. Go Amish, people. Anyway. But I can tell you, after the steroid shot, and they gave me a numbing agent, so I don't feel any pain for the first time in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you ran up the stairs today.
It was pretty awesome. My doctor said, I know you're not wearing that boot. I'm like, who ratted me out?
Not me.
But occasionally, in spite of all the steroid use, which I think is somewhat legal, you know, every now and then I was talking to somebody on the phone and all of a sudden I said, I'm on tube. I'm like, I started talking with Arnold. Whoa, where did that come from? I think it's the drugs.
That's the somewhat legal drugs.
There you go. All right. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Thank you for the thoughts and prayers, though, over the leg injury. I appreciate that. I am excited to talk to our next guest. He is a great American patriot. And, of course, I was raised in North Mississippi, the top of Mississippi. And so so I have an affinity for the Magnolia State. His name is State Representative Rodney Hall. He represents House District 20 of Mississippi. And also, and correct me if I'm wrong here, sir, but you're the first black man elected to the House as a Republican since the Reconstruction era. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Ty, you're absolutely right, and I appreciate you. Thanks for having me on. Excited to be here with you today.
So this is a big deal for me. My hometown is Memphis, and we have been under the rule of Democrats for generations, and they've ruined the city. And we've got a problem here. We're a majority, a supermajority black city, and we've got to figure out a way to get the Republican message to the black community. And I'm wondering, how did you do that in Mississippi? Because I think people all across America are going to be able to learn from you today.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, one thing that I was encouraged about on my race as I was going through the campaign was the response that I had at the doorstep. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you think about our communities all across the South, all across the South, all across the nation, you know, we have similar desires. We all want safe communities where we can raise our kids and our grandkids in great schools with opportunities. We all want economic prosperity. We want the ability to achieve the American dream. We believe in Christ. Christ is the bedrock of our foundation and our family. And we understand that those values can't die and vanish. But, you know, we also want freedom and liberty. And so while I was out there knocking on doors, you know, I had canvassed the district four or five times. I got out there early. But towards the end, I had met everyone already. I'd go in the neighborhood and I'd wave hi to Miss Helen and I'd talk to, you know, Mr. James. But I started knocking on people that were considered traditionally Democrats doors. And I shared the same message. I did not hide that I was a Republican. I did not hide that I was conservative. I said, hey, these are my values. These are my principles. And let's have a discussion about it. And, you know, I think we flipped some of them. And so here's the real secret. The Democrats all across the South, especially in the South, but across the country, they just automatically assume that if you're black, you're Democrat, and that they have your vote. But when I was knocking on black folks' doors down here in North Mississippi, top of the SIP, they were saying I was the first person that had ever visited them in the past 20, 30 years, ever, that was running for office. And so I don't think that, you know, black and brown folks all across the South and all across the country don't have an affinity for conservative politics. I just don't think that the message is being delivered to them. Because they don't watch what we don't, they don't listen to you as they should. They don't watch the same things that we watch, and we're not going out into the community. And so that's a personal point that I'm trying to make an effort at in Mississippi, and I want to see that trickle across the nation.
I just think your message is terrific. How did you become a Republican?
So, you know, I'm a soldier first. I've been in for almost 20 years in the Mississippi Army National Guard, deployed twice, Afghanistan, Syria. I'm an infantry officer. Absolutely love our country. A full-blooded patriot, just like my father. My dad, he did 25 years, deployed to Desert Storm. And my grandfather, he fought in Vietnam. And so, you know, growing up, we were really held hostage at times by Congress, and we could see the differences on who was in charge. And, you know, every single time the folks that had our backs and the folks that cared about national security were Republicans. And so I wouldn't say that my parents grew up being conservatives, but they became conservatives, and they pushed that, or didn't push, but they introduced it to me at an early age. And, you know, I started working up in Washington for my good friend and mentor, Congressman Trent Kelly. And you really get to see the underbelly, and you really get to see the discussions that they're having. And I'm telling you, Todd, the left, they have lost sight of the picture. They have lost patriotism. They're losing their communities because of what they're fighting for, and it's wrong. And so I think if we share that message with people all across the land, not just us, the patriots, the true believers, it'll start to trickle.
You know, it's fascinating when you look at what's happening in Memphis. And, you know, I spent 15 years at Fox News, moved back home, and I was raised in South Haven, Mississippi, which had a big star and a Rexall drugstore back in the 1970s and a stop and go. And that was about it. But now
the State Line Road was a dirt road.
That's right. It really was. And so now it's almost 200,000 people live there, and a lot of it has to do with flight, mostly white flight. But now there's a lot of black flight as well, because people are just tired of the crime and these radical progressives who will not do anything to protect small business owners and families. And as I look at it, I know the complaint is, well, you know, they're arresting too many black people. You know what? A lot of the victims of those crimes are, in fact, blacks. So we've got to stand up and start protecting all of our citizens here. And I'm curious to know what your message is for black residents of Memphis who are Democrats. You know, what do they need to be doing?
You are spot on. We have to put the victims ahead of the criminals. Listen, I don't care where you live. I don't care where you come from, what color you are, or even who you vote for. But you want safety. Poor people want safety. Rich people want safety. You want to live in a safe community. And so if you don't put law and order first and you don't put the victims first, then yes, you're going to lose all your people. And you know they're going to come down here to South Haven and DeSoto County, and they're going to be contributing members of the society. And so, yes, we have to get crime under control. And we have to share that message. We can't worry about you can't look at it from a numbers perspective. You have to take each individual case as you see it, but have to understand that we need law and order. It has to be there. Otherwise, you won't have businesses. You won't have families. Your education system will go down because everyone's going to leave.
You know, I remember several years ago, I was interviewing a very prominent Hispanic pastor in the Chicago suburbs. And this was during when Mitt Romney was running for the White House. And he told me, he says, Todd, you know, I'm a conservative. I vote Republican. Most of the people in my congregation, probably not members of the Republican Party, but, you know, we have 10,000 people that come to church on Sundays. He actually invited the Republicans to come and to speak in the church, and he never could get them to return the phone call. And again, wow. this is part of the messaging, I think, Rodney, is we've got to go into the communities, and it's not just about, hey, here's what we can do for you. It's, hey, we're in this together, and here's why, you know, here's how the Republican Party can help.
Yes, Todd, I cannot overstress this. If you put a message out there on the airwaves or, you know, on TV, you can't expect for that to get to everyone. We as a party have to make the investment in the communities. And we can't wait on the cyclical cycle of elections. My goal as we get forward, I want to make sure that we keep Mississippi red. And so I'm helping out with campaigns and races in my district or in DeSoto County and then across the state of Mississippi. But as soon as we swear in January, I will continue that effort. I will continue to go to the churches, to the schools, to the communities, to share our platform, to share our values, and to share our vision for a conservative state, a thriving state, with folks in the communities. And you know what? Based off of, and this is a gut feeling, but based off of the response that I had at the doorsteps over the past 8 months, I think it'd be well received.
I'm excited about this. Now, you folks in Memphis listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM, KWAM, Representative Hall is coming to town. He's going to be speaking on the 28th, that's next week, at the YMCA on Elvis Presley Boulevard in my dad and my grandparents' old stomping grounds, Whitehaven. So we're excited that you're coming to the Mid-South. What's the message you're bringing to the good people here in Memphis?
You know, I really want to focus on where we are, but even more so our future. When you talk about parties and politics and government, it matters who's in charge, and we need leadership. And we as leaders need to convey our vision and how we plan on getting there. And that is the way that you get folks to have buy-in. And so I want to talk about the direction of our area. And, you know, we're connected, right? DeSoto County, Shelby County, we share a border. We rise together, we fall together. And so I want to share our values and our principles with folks and then get out in the community so we can share that amongst the people so that we can all thrive.
You mentioned the National Guard. You know, if you bring some of your pals from the National Guard, you will be treated like a rock star. We need all the help we can get up here.
Yeah, I tell you, the National Guard in Mississippi, and we got some good folks out there in Tennessee as well, is a godsend. I mean, the Patriots out here, what they do for their community, what they do for our country, I love it. It's been in my life, my entire life, and I just couldn't imagine our nation without it.
Well, we're excited, and we're excited to welcome you to Memphis. I'm going to be there. I'll be the white guy in the back helping to set things up. So yeah, I'll wave from the back. But you know, when the Whitehaven Republican Club started just a couple of months ago, they had like 100 people turn out wanting to get information. So again, to your point, I think, Representative, that people are looking for answers and they realize that they've been had by the Democrat Party.
Yeah, Todd, there's a thirst for knowledge. There's a thirst for turning the new page and really getting our communities back on track. And the only way that we're going to satisfy that thirst is by going out into the community, sharing our vision, telling them the truth, and saying this is where we are and this is how we're going to get there. And that's something that I'm dedicated to.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Representative Rodney Hall, congratulations, and we really appreciate you coming on the program today.
Hey, thank you, Todd. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
All right, good man right there, folks, and he's a patriot, and he's really going to do great things for the state of Mississippi. And you folks in Memphis have an opportunity to see him next week. Go to just look for the Whitehaven Republican Club, and it's been newly formed, and they're doing some incredibly great work. Melanie Mosley is a friend, and she is helping lead that effort and just doing some great work. So hope to see a lot of our listeners in the Mid-South at this meeting. And again, this is not about black or white or Hispanic or Asian. This is about America. And this is about Americans coming together, regardless of our skin color, and standing up and fighting for our freedom. Because let me tell you something. If we don't stand up for our freedom, you better believe that one day, black and white and Hispanic and Asian, we're all going to be sharing some sort of a Marxist jail cell together. So we've got a lot riding on this. All right, it is Open Line Friday. That means you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, that's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We've seen the polling data. Ron DeSantis is in a free fall, folks. It's not looking good. President Trump leading in the polls. Only one network is actually covering President Trump's events live, and that is Newsmax. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax because it's the real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. By the way, at 4 o'clock Eastern, I will be on Newsmax, so I hope you tune in and watch that episode. And by the way, you'll be able to check out our brand-new studio, Newsmax Studio, here at the KWAM Broadcast Center. President Trump says he loves Newsmax. Every night, you can start watching 7 o'clock Eastern. Rob Schmidt Rob exposing the Biden impeachment truth all this week, looking at the Biden money trail and the tens of millions of dollars that went to his family. Unbelievable. Newsmax, by the way, on all major cable systems. And if your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, just give them a call and say, hey, we want Newsmax. And of course, don't forget, download the Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android. Absolutely free, and you can start watching anytime. All right, let's go to Rick in Cumming, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you very much, and thank you for being a burning bush hunter for us.
Well, appreciate you saying that. Thanks, Rick.
Hey, I was just hearing you talking about earlier about the government shutdown. Well, I was in the government for 42 years, 22 years in the Army, had two shutdowns, never missed a paycheck, four shutdowns with the federal government, never missed a paycheck. With the federal government, everybody goes home and has vacation for 3, 4, 5 days or a week or two. So there's no such animal as people does not get paid who work with the federal government, number one.
Fair enough. All right, number two.
Number two is, I don't know what the guy's name is, Ellenstein, Frankenstein, or who wants to wear his gym clothes to the gym all the time.
Oh, Fetternack.
White House. Yes, sir. I'd like to know what the problem is. I think he's crying physical problems or something. I have a friend who is a double amputee. He gets dressed every day, goes to work to the White House. I have a friend that's a triple amputee and goes to work every day to the White House. And it takes them 45 minutes to get dressed. Then 2 hours to get to work. So what is his problem? That's what I want to talk to you about today.
You know, here's what gets me, Rick. Stephen Hawking, you know, the brilliant scientist, was really just suffered just unimaginable disease that left him in a wheelchair, not even able to talk. And yet when he showed up at the White House, that man, even in a wheelchair in his crippled state, was dressed in a suit. So that tells me that Senator Fetternack is full of hooey. That's what that tells me. Rick, we've got a skedaddle here. We are up against the bottom of the hour news. But, Rick, thank you for that and appreciate you calling in. And he is correct. Look, the workers are going to get paid. The government shuts down. They still get a paycheck. So, anyway. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Open line Friday, hour three, coming up next.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the US dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's it.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, happy Friday to you, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy that you are joining us border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. By the way, today's program is powered by a steroid shot from Titans Orthopedics, so we appreciate those good people. But if I just break out talking like Arnold Schwarzenegger, just don't give me any mind. So just keep on going. By the way, speaking of saying weird things, here's President Biden yesterday.
And together with 29 other partners, in their partners,
Wow. Wait, was that the South Carolina guy or was that Biden? All right, thank you, Della. It was the South Carolina guy. Yeah, Biden. Somebody, I guess he just kind of, he got one of these, he got locked up. Partners. Just pop him upside the head. One of the Secret Service guys needs to have that responsibility. So anyway, we're going to get to more of that in just a little while. Today is Open Line Friday. That means you can talk really about whatever you want to talk about today. You can do that by giving us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. So folks, before I introduce our next guest, because of the broken ankle and the broken foot, I've had to cancel two speaking engagements. And one of them, it was my favorite speaking engagement of the year. It's the annual Spiritual Leadership Conference at West Coast Baptist College and Lancaster Baptist Church in California. But because of the, I'm grounded right now, so I will not be in attendance this year, and it's driving me bonkers. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, we're honored to have the senior pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and the president of West Coast Baptist College, Pastor Paul Chappell. Dr. Chappell, good to have you with us today.
Great to be with you, Todd. We're praying that you heal up real soon.
Well, thank you. And I have to say thank you to Mrs. Chappell, who is one of the most incredible cooks in America. And she has an amazing cookbook out there. And I got a care package in the mail the other day.
Well, we wanted you to know we're thinking of you and praying for you, and I figured some sweets would help you heal up.
Well, Pastor, real quick, let's talk about the big leadership conference that's going to kick off. I suppose there's still time for people to register. The Spiritual Leadership Conference. Tell us about the focus of the conference and who needs to be going to this.
The focus of the conference is on spiritual leadership from the standpoint of biblical, spirit-led leadership. It deals with servant leadership. How can leaders, by serving the Lord and their congregation, build healthy churches? And then it deals with soul-winning leadership. How can we as churches re-engage with communities to really win the lost to Jesus Christ? And so it's a conference that's geared toward helping local churches make maximum impact with the gospel. And we, of course, focus on senior pastors, but a lot of the pastors bring their staff, assistant pastors. We have folks this year coming in from more than 20 foreign countries, as well as most of all the states. And so it's a real time where we're praying for a revival. And I feel right in this juncture of our country's history, we really need to encourage these folks as well. It's almost hard sometimes for pastors to keep up with a lot of the issues that you bring forth on your show. And I know right now on Governor Newsom's desk, there's a bill that would literally take a child away from a parent that doesn't affirm their new chosen gender. So if a 10-year-old wants to change from being a boy to a girl and a Christian parent says, no, that's not going to happen, they would lose custody. And this type of a law is so against not only our American fiber, but biblical teaching. And when you start compounding them, pastors and Christian leaders, they don't need clarification on the issues as much as encouragement to stand in the day in which we serve.
And that's a great point. And it's exciting to see a church like Lancaster Baptist and these students at West Coast Baptist College that are taking a stand, and they're doing so based on the teachings of the Holy Bible. And, Pastor, one of the exciting components at West Coast is that you guys are literally sending out pastors and missionaries around the world, but specifically right here in the United States of America. So that's really having an impact.
Well, you know, I've come to believe that our nation has become, in most corners, especially the large city areas, it's become a mission field itself. And I look at my county, Los Angeles County, it's definitely a mission field. We have some good churches, but when you look at 9.8 million people in one county, you begin to realize we need help. And I think of Hollywood, 170,000 people, and I sent a staff member down there last week, and they found a couple of Baptist churches neither of them running more than 30. And we just need to reseed these areas with preaching and teaching and biblical truth.
And just to give some context here, the church is in Los Angeles County, the northern part of Los Angeles County. But how many people are members and are participate in the ministries at Lancaster Baptist Church?
Well, we have a membership of between 8,000 and 9,000, and you know we have around half of those that show up every week. And then, of course, we have a number of other churches that we've helped to start in L.A. County. We need to start many more. We have two more starting this fall, both graduates of West Coast, one starting in Los Angeles proper, one starting in Orange County. And so, you know, this is an emphasis that we have on starting new works. There's a lot of areas that the folks have just left either the county or the state because of the politics, because of the kinds of laws that Newsom is passing. And so we're trying to challenge folks, hey, firemen don't run from the fire. We've got to run to the fire. We've got to take the gospel where it's needed most.
Well, it's going to be a great conference. And if you can only go to one conference, I would encourage you to go to this one, slconference.com, the Spiritual Leadership Conference at Lancaster Baptist Church, slconference.com. Not only is it worth it for the incredible singing and the great preaching, but they will feed you. I mean, they set the Baptist standard for food.
Yeah, we'll feed them. And then if they don't get enough, we're bringing Chick-fil-A in after the evening services with all of their trucks. So there's no reason someone should go home hungry.
I love it. Dr. Chappell, you also have a brand new book out. I got this a couple of weeks ago, and I've started reading through it. It's just a wonderful book. The Christian Counselor's Guidebook, Biblical Resources for Life's Challenges. Tell us about the book, and how can the average layperson find interest in this?
Well, of course, as a pastor, I've done counseling at some level for 40 years now, and I found that when COVID hit, just an amazing amount of counseling was needed suddenly. People had tons of anxiety. A lot of young people were being attacked by perverted evangelists on the internet, causing them to question their gender and rebel against their family. And just so many different types of counseling were suddenly needed. And so what we have done in the Christian Counselor's Guidebook, we chose the 50 areas where we're most requested to give counsel. And we gave in each category, several principles for counseling. And then I think most importantly, we give between 6 and 10 biblical passages that speak directly to the issue so that someone that's being counseled can be given homework and can meditate on the Word of God and cast down the imaginations and the strongholds that Satan will place in someone's mind. And so these areas deal with topics such as anger, abuse, gender confusion, dealing with such issues that come up just almost on a daily basis with so many folks.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Pastor Paul Chappell, the senior pastor at Lancaster Baptist Church, the president of West Coast Baptist College. His new book, The Christian Counselor's Guidebook. You mentioned COVID and the shutdowns. What were some of the top issues that you were finding in people's lives?
Well, during that time, there was a lot of anxiety, and we cover that in the new book. We cover anxiety, fear, and I think it was being promoted by the government, in whether intentionally or not, they were promoting fear, and the fear was, first of all, you know, the disease itself, they so went overboard scaring people about COVID. And then secondly, you've got to get the shot so that you can be sure that you'll never catch COVID. And all of the information then starts trailing around, you know, that it wasn't necessarily accurate. Well, on top of that, they shut down L.A. County for several weeks. And we, for a few weeks, we went ahead and did the online church thing. But what happened was people began to feel that isolation. And in the midst of the isolation and loneliness, they're passing laws. You can't go to church. If you go to church, you can't sing. You can only have 200 people in a church. Well, we have a 3,000-seat auditorium. All of it was not making sense. People were getting lonely, frustrated, and from that we found we've dealt with everything from suicidal thoughts to thoughts of self-harm, and we found people getting on the internet and delving into relationships that oftentimes were unhealthy. They would have never done that had they not been spending so much time at home. So I would say there was a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, and sometimes even worse.
Well, folks, we have a direct link to the book on our live show blog. And we, as a matter of fact, all the guests, everybody we have on the show, their information is there. But, of course, you can find the book, The Christian Counselor's Guidebook by Pastor Paul Chappell, wherever you buy your books. So I would encourage you to get a copy of that. And again, the conference starting, it starts Monday?
Well, we really start Sunday with our Sunday services. We have a lot of extra music and great guest preachers. And then we, of course, honor faithful servants in each of the evening services, longtime serving pastors, missionaries from the foreign field. But most of the delegates will come in Monday. And so the official kickoff of the conference is Monday evening, and then we go all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, and evening services as well. And there'll be 40 workshop sessions on everything from evangelism to counseling to serving as a board member of a church and dealing with preparing Bible messages, lots and lots of helpful topics.
Dylan, see if there's like a medical chopper that can just airlift me from Memphis to, like, they can drop me off in the parking lot there by the giant flag.
Well, that would be great.
Dr. Chappell, really going to miss seeing you guys, and it's a special place you have out there right in the middle of the desert, and it's just absolutely beautiful, and we're so excited for the next couple of days, and let's just pray they're life-changing.
And that's what we're praying, and I'm going to miss you a lot, Todd. We were looking forward to having you do some roundtables and some speaking for us, but we'll get everybody praying that you heal very soon.
Amen. All right, Dr. Paul Chappell, ladies and gentlemen, a dear friend of mine and just a great man of God, and they are doing good work. And folks, I will say this. If you are looking for a place to park your money, a West Coast Baptist College does not take a penny of government money, not a single penny from the federal government. And if you're looking to support a college that will radically change this country for the better, then I would encourage you to check out West Coast Baptist College. I support that school, and it's an honor to do so. So I would encourage you to do the same. We have got to take a break here. It is Open Line Fridays. Lots going on. Lots of stories coming your way. Congressman Andy Ogles will be here in just a matter of moments. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Happy to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope things are going great wherever you might be across America. Let's go to the phones here. Open Line Friday on the Todd Stearns Radio Program, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Jeff in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Oh, good. How are you doing, Tom?
Better than I deserve, as Dave Ramsey would say.
I love the guy you just had on, Dr. Chappell.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what he says makes a lot of sense. I've been a little bit out of breath right now. I've been running a little bit, but just the mission field, what he was talking about, America. Man, if I know the preachers are preaching it good, but the congregation, they just need to learn how to come out of themselves. They're more timid when they go out in public, and they just don't know how to put stuff into use. If they had, you know, classes and things on teaching people how to come out of themselves, oh, they'd be dynamite. We'd see society get changed.
Jeff, I want you to catch your breath here. I hope. Are you being chased by someone, or are you exercising?
No, sir. I'm kind of in the middle of my job, and I delivered something, and I came back to the truck.
All right. Well, you know, to your point, I'm going to explain the biggest problem with America right now is not the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. It is the Christian church in America. They have disengaged from the culture fight, but more importantly, they have disengaged from the Holy Bible. And if churches would get back to preaching the Bible instead of these self-help sermons, I think the country would be a lot better off.
Yes, sir. I love it, Todd. You keep on, man. Sound the alarm. You got a great show.
Well, Jeff, thank you for that. And you know what? Grab some iced tea. Sit in a rocking chair for a minute. It sounds like you're working hard today on a Friday.
I'm doing good. I done gathered it back together.
All right. Good stuff. All right, Jeff, thank you for the call. This story coming in from the Department of Veterans Affairs. And, folks, you can't make this up. The Department of Veterans Affairs, paid for with your tax dollars, has now published a survey, and they are announcing to veterans there are more than 50 gender options they can choose from now. So aside from being a man or a woman, and by the way, those are the ones that God created, Veterans Affairs say you can also be butch, femme, a tomboy, demigender, gender variant, and something called a transvestite, which I think, Dylan, could be the plural of transvestite. So
Sounds about right.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm really surprised that unicorns and smurfs were not options for people to choose. So anyway, the Department of Veterans Affairs, they have an entire website now dedicated to transgender people, and all of it is covered with your tax dollars. I want you to understand something here, folks. Every dollar spent on the drag shows, the gender transition surgeries, is a dollar that's being denied to a freedom-loving veteran. I mean, that's what this is really all about. You know, they call it mission creep, and I think that's what's happening with Veterans Affairs right now. They have mission creep. The most important responsibility they have is to take care of the brave men and women who are putting their lives on the line to protect Lady Liberty. Their job is not to ride shotgun in a gender revolution. And I'm not so sure that this is mission creep. This is mission creepy. That's what this is. All right, got to take a break here, folks. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us now on 140 radio stations around the nation, and we're honored to have so many of you listening to us. This news coming out of Dallas, and this is pretty exciting news. the mayor of Dallas, Texas, announcing that he is leaving the Democrat Party and he is switching to the Republican Party. Mayor Eric Johnson, elected in 2019 and has been a fierce defender of law enforcement. This is the quote, "American cities need Republicans." There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So, Mr. Mayor, welcome to the Republican Party. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Another great American patriot joining us from the 5th Congressional District in Tennessee, my home state, Congressman Andy Ogles. Congressman, hope you're doing well.
Hey, Todd, thanks for having me on. You know, that's a big turn of events with the mayor switching to the Republican Party. But I tell you, it's just testimony to how poorly run the country is. You've got mayors in New York and Chicago screaming for help. We've got to fix this thing.
You know, you're right, Congressman. And of course, I know it's shocking to a lot of people that in a super red state like Tennessee, we're dealing with the same thing in Nashville and in Memphis, where my national show originates. We are a war zone over here. These are the blue areas of Tennessee.
Well, I mean, what you're seeing is with the invasion of the southern border, and I was just in Tucson. I went south to the border, literally to an area that is not patrolled by the Border Patrol. It's actually under the control of the cartel. Now, think about that for a moment. So I was on the United States side. By the way, I crossed across the line into Mexico, so I think technically I'm an illegal, but neither here nor there. But it was an area of the fence controlled by the cartel. And literally we had, in an evening time, we had over 100 people approach my caravan and turn themselves in because they wanted to be processed and set free. Obviously, we called Border Patrol, and that's just what would have happened is they're processed and immediately released. Because your cartel members, the ones that are smuggling fentanyl, guns, cash, whatever they're bringing across, they're sneaking through the desert. But these unaccompanied folks, these folks that are coming to this country, they come across the border, they wave their hand, and then this Biden administration is turning them loose, which is why New York has become even more unsafe than it was, and why the mayor is crying for help.
Congressman, maybe you can help me understand this. It's really not so much an invasion anymore as it now is an occupation. I mean, we've got, more than 3 million people have crossed the border since Biden took the oath of office. And yet he is hell-bent on defending Ukraine's border while ignoring our own border. And I just think the American people are really to a point now where they've said they've had it.
Well, and I think about 9/11 for just a second. You know, roughly a dozen people pulled that off. And then you look at under the current administration, we've captured over 250 people on the terror watch list. Now, that doesn't include the ones that got away. There's no telling how many people on the terror watch list who have snuck into our country. God knows what they intend to do. But this administration, so every rape, every murder, every robbery, every assault that takes place by the hands of an illegal, is Joe Biden is an accomplice. He is guilty. Kamala Harris is guilty. Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, is guilty. That's why I offered articles of impeachment and why I'm fighting to shut the border down.
And yet we have a Speaker of the House who doesn't seem to want to go down that path. And we've had a number of members of the House Freedom Caucus on. People are really getting disgusted with the speaker and his leadership. Where do you stand on all of this? Is it time for new leadership? Are we there yet?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you right now. So September 30th is the deadline. We have to pass our budgets. And it's frustrating is, you know, we went on August recess. Typically, by the time you hit August recess, most of your appropriations bills, if you're going under a traditional historic calendar, would be through or almost done. But we went on recess and we weren't done with our work. It was very frustrating. So now we come back and they immediately start talking about a continuing resolution, which is just us kicking the can down the road. You know, budgets haven't been passed since 1997 under regular order. Think about that. I mean, you're going over 20 years now. We haven't had the regular process of Congress. And so that's what I'm fighting for. Members of the Freedom Caucus are fighting for in January. During the speaker's fight, I was one of the 20. Had nothing to do with McCarthy. It was all about the rules. We were promised 12 appropriations bills. So if you're talking about the Defense Department, you're only talking about defense. If you're talking about education, you're only talking about education. Single issue funding. That makes sense to the American people. That's what our founders intended. And now you fast forward. We're at the end, and they just want to do one big giant bill and then throw it over to the Senate I'm opposed to that. Like, we have a job to do. We should have stayed this weekend. So I'm currently in Washington, D.C. Most members have gone home. I was in the Rules Committee. I just stepped out to be on your radio show because we have work to do. So I'm up here negotiating, trying to get the spending down, making sure we do what's in the best interest of our country. But part of that is us in the House of Representatives passing these bills. Now, to your point about leadership, I think it's premature and, quite frankly, a distraction to have that conversation today because we've got 11 of the 12 appropriations bills that still have to be passed, and we've got to get that done.
You also had the Merrick Garland testimony, and it's really shocking to me that Garland still has a job based on what he's been saying. And I think several of your colleagues pointed out that he may have, in fact, perjured himself in his testimony earlier this week.
Well, this is, just emblematic of the two-tiered justice system that we see in full display. They're not even trying to hide it now. Full display in this country. Look, you can like Donald Trump. You can not like Donald Trump. That doesn't matter. The fact that you have woke district attorneys abusing their powers to persecute an individual because they disagree with their political beliefs, Todd, that could be you. You could be next because you're too conservative. That could be me. It could be my wife. It could be the neighbor down the street. The moment that that's allowed in this country, regardless of your political persuasion, we have lost the republic. That type of persecution did not work in Rome. It did not work in the British Empire. It signaled the end of their reign. And if we don't wake up and if we don't take back this republic and restore justice, justice should be blind. The republic is lost. And again, I hate to be I feel like Paul Revere sometimes, like I'm crying out, the British are coming, the British are coming. Well, guess what? They're coming, and they're coming for you.
No doubt about it. And folks on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, we have Congressman Andy Ogles from Tennessee. Congressman, I think it's fascinating how you have this unique ability to trigger the left, which I think is brilliant. I completely respect you for that. But, man, I didn't realize there were that many leftists in the Nashville area. What in the world has happened to Nashville?
Well, obviously, I'm a Southern boy, so I tend to be quite polite, but I'm outspoken. I'm firm. I don't back down. I'm not going to be intimidated. So they've come after me. I've been the victim of a smear campaign. I've been attacked. We've gotten threats against myself and my family. But this is how they... This is the new normal in the United States of America. And like I said before, that should frighten you. The fact, I was just at a press conference, a luncheon with Riley Gaines, talking about her experience in women's sports and how she's been targeted, how she has to be careful. Because they don't like a young woman who is Christian, who is faithful, who is conservative, to stand up and be her. Because that is antithetical to what they stand for, which is the destruction of the family. Destruction of marriages and the destruction of the church. And so I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to be quiet. I'll be polite along the way. But with me, what you see is what you get. I took a stand at the beginning of Congress with the 20. I'm taking a standing now, demanding that we fund our government, and I'm not going to back down on either of those fights.
Good for you. No, and I think your constituents appreciate that. I know the state of Tennessee does as well. And so, Congressman, we appreciate you hopping out of that meeting to hang out with us for a little while. And we'll be paying very close attention over the next couple of days.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for your time. Keep being a voice of conservatism and common sense, and we appreciate you up here in D.C.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. Andy Ogles, everybody, one of the good guys up on Capitol Hill representing the 5th Congressional District there in Tennessee. Man, do the liberals. You know what? He is a good Southern gentleman, but I'm going to tell you what the problem with Nashville is. They've gone full-blown woke. And what they did was they did not practice strong border security. They allowed all of these Hollywood people in. And so you've got all these music, the music companies, everybody's gone woke, and they have transformed beautiful Nashville into some sort of, I don't know what, Nash Vegas is what they call it now. It's really not a family-friendly place. Trust me on that one, folks. I'm just telling you. All right, we got to take a break. We've got Jerry in Iowa. We are going full bore on your calls. It is Open Line Friday. And so here's what that means. You can call in and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Again, our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, folks, listen up. Before you pay that cell phone bill, I want you to hear this. So when you pay, if you're with one of the big guys, Verizon, AT&T, whoever, you pay your bill. A portion of that bill is going to support far-left causes. That's just a cold, hard reality. And that's one of the reasons why I support Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And when you pay your bill with Patriot Mobile, when I pay my bill with Patriot Mobile, that money is going to support organizations that I care about, pro-life organizations, organizations that are protecting the Second Amendment. And you might really want to consider checking out Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Todd is the website address. It's been especially set up for our listeners. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Now, they're going to want you to use my promo code, Todd, my first name. And when you do, you're going to get all sorts of great discounts and savings. A couple of questions people have. Can I keep my phone number? Absolutely, you can. Is it going to cost an arm and a leg? No, it's not. As a matter of fact, they have plans to fit any budget. It doesn't matter how big or how small the budget is. They're going to be able to work with you. And best of all, they've got discounts for military veterans and first responders. So it is a wonderful, wonderful cell service. And I would encourage you to check it out. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Type in your address, and they will show you what the coverage looks like in your area. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Use that promo code, Todd. You can also give them a call. Super simple number, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And be sure to use the promo code, Todd. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Jerry in Iowa, listening to us on our great affiliate, KXEL. That's Jeff Stein territory. Hi, Jerry. What's going on?
Yep, I'm in his back 40 acres here for sure in farm country. So, it's a Jeff the huffing and puffing delivery driver begging Christians to do something. He's the one that got me to call here. So I'm thinking about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was a pre-war Christian guy in Germany, and he was always trying to get Christians to not be neutral on politics and to take a stand. And he tried, but didn't work real well. And he has a quote that he says, see if I can do it. He says, silence in the face of evil is itself evil. And in our area in where I live, we have kind of a tale of two cities. We have really great churches. Just they focus on the gospel, nothing but the gospel. They do not want to get dirtied by politics, and they flee for it. And it's a good church, and they're spreading the gospel. And then I'm thinking of another church that also preaches the gospel, but they advocate getting involved in the dirty world of politics, not to be dirty yourself, but to take the message there and shine the light of Scripture, because Scripture talks about everything imaginable. And so I'm just thinking of that Bonhoeffer quote about silence in the face of evil. And a further quote is that not to speak really is to speak, and not to act, you're really acting. And so I don't know the answer about if churches should just only do gospel only inside the four walls and take it out and live a good life, but to actually go out and venture into speaking. Like, this is not easy for me to talk on the radio, but I'm practicing. I'm trying to talk to my friends and neighbors, and I just feel like it's not one or the other, that the gospel can be preached with purity, but also, why not take the light of Scripture and talk about invasion of illegal aliens? Because that happens when a nation falls, and pro-life. Is that really unholy to apply all the lessons of Scriptures to, you know, Jesus was dragged before political types. And
Jerry, let me jump in here. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's absolutely correct that our faith should influence everything, every part of our lives. Our faith should do that. And I think some people like to call it a Christian worldview. But the reality is that this country was founded on a set of ideas, and those ideas are rooted in Christianity. And if you waver from those ideals and ideas, then you're going to be in trouble. And I often quote John Adams, our nation is wholly inadequate for our Constitution is wholly inadequate for anyone other than a moral and religious people. And to finish that Bonhoeffer quote, Bonhoeffer goes on to say, God will not hold us guiltless. So all of us bear a responsibility, even in our silence. And that's been the big problem, is that we've raised a generation of pastors, Jerry, that I think are afraid to address these issues from the pulpit because they're afraid of the blowback, they're afraid of offending people. And unfortunately, because of the mega church movement in America, which is not a bad thing, I mean, you're going to have large churches, but what's happened is that now you have pastors that are more concerned about getting butts in the seat as opposed to actually preaching the gospel. They don't want to offend anybody, and Jesus told us that the gospel is going to offend people.
Well, we can't get people to go on the school board when the issues are woke. Right now we have this crazy carbon pipeline. It's a bridge to nowhere, where it's a liberal scheme where they want to take over farmers' land. And I'm wondering where the Christians are, armed with Scripture and prayer, and saying, you can't, you know, like ethanol here in Iowa, it's a holy cow. You can't, ethanol is not clean. It's 24% more dirty than carbon emissions. And so their solution is to take over farmers' land and pipe it up to the Dakotas and bury it in the ground forever. Where are the Christians that are standing up for people's property rights? I mean, it's nasty to get involved.
It's a great question, Jerry.
World.
No. Let me jump in here. It's a great question, Jerry, and I appreciate your call. Look, the reality is this, Jerry, is that we have a responsibility to do that. And it's a matter of encouraging people to get out of the comfort zone. Just like Jerry said, he's nervous talking on the radio. Jerry did a great job. But at the end of the day, you've got to be able to step out of your comfort zone, and you've got to be able to take on these folks. And you can do it in a very winsome way. It's just so impressive what's happening at Lancaster Baptist Church in California. There they are. This is a Bible-believing King James Bible Church, 9,000 people. You know what they do on Saturdays? Saturday mornings, hundreds of them gather, and then they go out and they knock on doors. They do work in the community. They are very involved in their community. The kids coming out of West Coast Baptist College are so respected in the community that they literally hold job fairs. And local businesses will call the church and say, hey, I've got a job available. Do you have any students? Because the kids are reliable. They show up. They wear the tie. They wear the suit coat. The ladies wear the dresses. And, you know, they're not going to show up, you know, with a hangover. So, I mean, that's what we can do. Look, folks, it's been a great week. We've covered a lot of ground. Want to remind you to head over to the website. If you haven't done so, download our podcast. You can go back and listen to all of the great interviews. Download the newsletter. You're going to be able to get that. And most importantly, you got to pre-order the book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. We want to hit that New York Times bestseller list, and you guys are going to be able to help us do that. Get out there, have a great Friday, and be sure to go to church this weekend, America.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail, the ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way, offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.